Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Myanmar is relentless about moving ahead with post-cyclone reconstruction. They're closing down the refugee camps and asking foreign teams to leave. But Global Aid Networker GAIN-USA's Duane Zook says they've been asked to help rebuild schools, community centers, and homes. Zook was especially encouraged by the resilience of the church.
Yes, I saw tears, but I saw people who were getting ready to get back on their feet. A lot of the believers said, you know, we don't like what happened, but we believe God is giving us a special opportunity to share God's love.
Meanwhile, in the final part of our series on the global fuel crisis, missionary aviation is taking a huge hit as it continues to reach the unreached. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Dave Fiox says it is a crisis. MAF's cutting operating expenses by 10% to help offset the high cost of fuel. More donations are needed to help short-term. However, new technology will help long term.
There are some aircraft and some engine designs that are coming out. The Kodiak 100 would be an example of a different aircraft that uses jet fuel instead of avgas. And jet fuel worldwide is about one-third the price of avgas.
And rescue efforts in Japan's earthquake have been hampered by severe aftershocks and the threat of floods. Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionaries serving in Japan are asking for prayer for the victims in the wake of Saturday's 7.2 magnitude quake. It killed at least 11 people and injured more than 250 others. No IMB personnel were harmed, and their ministry hasn't been interrupted. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It's Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.